Today's inauguration marked the first public appearance of Chief Justice William Rehnquist since October, when it was announced that he'd been diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Since then, the Chief Justice, who's now 80 years old, has undergone a tracheotomy, radiation, and chemotherapy, and there's been much speculation about his possible retirement. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has covered Chief Justice Rehnquist for all of his 33 years on the court. And Nina, how did he look to you today?
A lot better than I expected. You know, he doesn't look great usually, never has, but he didn't look particularly gaunt. He walked down the stairs. His color was pretty good. He had a little jaunty smile on his face, and when he took off that beret-like hat that he was wearing, well, he didn't seem to have a lot less hair than he did before.
Now, it was slow going as he walked down those stairs. He was using a cane.
Yeah, over a year ago, he broke his knee. He fell and broke his knee, and ever since then, he's had such a pronounced limp that when he wasn't using a cane, I was always afraid he was going to fall. So, of course, having been very sick, he was using a cane. I was just amazed he could get down the stairs on his own.
Now, we mentioned that he's had a tracheotomy, and you could clearly hear in his voice as he administered the oath that he had undergone that surgery.
But it did sound just like him, just softer and a little breathier. He has what's called a passimural trache that allows air to pass over the vocal cords so the person who's got the trache can speak.
What about the speculation, Nina, that the Chief Justice is on the verge of retirement? What do you hear about that?
Well, he could retire this week or next, or he could retire never. He's always hated what he considers the ghoulish speculation about his health. He owes the Bush administration absolutely nothing. Indeed, they fired his daughter from a top job at the Department of Health and Human Services. I didn't detect any real coziness between the chief and the president today. And whether he has anaplastic or what's called poorly differentiated thyroid cancer, while it's true that the survival rate is very tiny, there are some people who survive, and one simply doesn't know what the chief's treatment is, whether, for example, he's getting radiation to simply make him more comfortable, or whether they're trying to shrink his tumor so that they can try to remove it. What's clear is that he's feeling better. He's returned to the court part-time. Last week, he even presided over the justice's private conference where cases are discussed and voted on.
But he still hasn't returned to the bench, is that right?
That's right. He has not returned to the bench. And that's because when you have a trach, you can't swallow your own secretions. And the way you deal with that is you get a suction device and you suction out the trach every few minutes. Well, you can't very well do that while you're sitting on the bench. It would be distracting, to say the least. So he reads the transcript of the oral argument, and he reads the briefs, and has been apparently participating in most of the cases argued before the court so far.
NPR's Nina Totenberg, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.